Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your CEO, Michael.
Budget kicking off a month of budget negotiations between his office and the state legislature. Much of the discussion centers around how to spend a massive $38 billion budget surplus. That number includes both state and federal stimulus dollars. Mike, what can we draw from the governor's announcement today?
Well, good afternoon, Jeff and Patty. And that's right, expect it to be a busy week for Governor Newsom when it comes to the budget. The governor today unveiling the California Comeback Plan, the first step of that using $8 billion of that surplus to expand the Golden State stimulus to send $600 checks to most Californians. Now, the timing of this certainly advantageous to the governor, with the announced Republican recall candidates stepping up their respective campaigns. Now, this is territory the governor's comfortable maneuvering in, going all the way back to his days as mayor of San Francisco, some of the hours-long budget rollouts and presentations. Now, of course, the budget wasn't the governor's only announcement today, also making more news on the drought. So expect more of that as the week goes on. Now, this week on the state of California, we'll get reaction from both sides of the aisle in the legislature.
We're going to bring our guest in now. We are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Republican State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. I'm interested in your reaction to the California Comeback Plan.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And I guess my initial reaction is, you know, Gavin Newsom is rolling out this $100 billion, as you say, California Comeback Plan, as he's calling it. But, you know, other states don't really need $100 billion comeback plans because they've already, in large part, come back. You know, you have states that have half the unemployment that we do, that have had their kids back in school, that have had their businesses open, that have actually had better public health outcomes on top of it all. But, you know, in addition to that, it just kind of underscores these wild numbers about our surplus, you know, which is very much the opposite of last year when we had, you know, these huge estimates in terms of the deficit. Just really underscores how fundamentally broken our entire tax and revenue system is, especially when you have this total disconnect between the struggles of so many people in the economy and then this huge windfall that comes into the state's coffers and tax revenue.
State emerges from the pandemic, there's still a number of economic issues that will linger, whether that's housing or employment, that will need to be tackled. The surplus exists. Where do you think it should be focused? Where do you think that money should go?
Well, look, I mean, I think that actually returning it to taxpayers is a good idea, but it shouldn't be kind of a one-off thing. I would like to see, you know, fundamental tax reform that that many on sort of all sides of this debate have said is needed for some time. There are many commissions that have said this, that having a state tax system that just goes, you know, wildly up and down and so volatile is not a good thing for the state. But, I mean, you're absolutely right that the sort of core problems of our state's governance, like housing, like the cost of living, only deepened during COVID-19. And now we know that for the last 2 years, California's issuance of new housing construction permits actually declined. And, you know, we're, of course, nowhere close to Governor Newsom's promise to build about 500,000 new homes a year. It's actually about one-fifth of that. And so, unfortunately, you know, with the sort of rollout that we had today and where I've seen, you know, the governor's priorities are, there's no indication that this is really going to turn around anytime soon. And in fact, his latest estimate is that California will average 8.5% unemployment for 2021 and won't return to pre-pandemic employment levels until 2025. That is just unacceptable in my view.
Assemblyman, you and your Republican colleagues are certainly the minority in Sacramento. How do you, practically speaking, plan to influence the budget negotiation process?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really view it through a partisan lens of, you know, being the Republican minority. I mean, I think that the issues that ought to be prioritized, you know, in the budget and in the general policymaking process really cut across partisan lines in terms of, you know, the issues that are identified in public opinion surveys. There's, you know, almost unanimous support in terms of the problems the state faces, in terms of the lack of available housing, in terms of the cost of living. You have 8% of Californians say that there are, you know, quality issues with our public schools. So, you know, my goal is really to create a agenda that can speak to all Californians, that isn't, you know, partisan in any way, shape, or form. And because I think that the state's problems have, in terms of quality of life, I just don't have any sort of partisan valence to them. So I'm going to continue to answer your questions, you know, to bring attention to these things and to show how, despite the fact that the California state budget has doubled over the course of the last decade, there has been no improvement in terms of these issues because money has not been spent in the right way and has not been spent efficiently.
You mentioned the unemployment rate and the estimate that it would not return to pre-pandemic levels in California until 2025. How do you tackle that? I mean, how do you make that better?
Well, I mean, the first thing is we shouldn't have had our economy shut down for so long. You've had the most severe lockdowns of any state in the country in California. We've literally ranked 50th out of 50 in terms of the economic freedom that we've allowed people throughout the course of the last year. And the consequence of that is we've had just about the worst unemployment in the country, but also now facing a whole different set of issues where even those businesses that are workers, and this is a growing problem, and to be honest, it's a problem across the country, but it's especially pronounced here in California. And there's a number of reasons for that, one of which is that, you know, in a lot of cases, unemployment is just a better deal than going back to work for a lot of folks. So it's almost just the rational thing to do not to go back to work. And then something else I've heard from a lot of employers is just sort of the sheer unpredictability over the course of the last year, where businesses were allowed to open, then they shut down, then they were allowed to open, then they were shut down, has made people very hesitant to take back a job that is offered to them. And so it's, you know, another way in which the way that our state has handled this has caused unemployment to be a problem, not just during the course of the shutdown, but perhaps the effects will linger into the future as well.
Now, these checks will be going out to most Californians before the recall. For recall proponents, does that hurt the effort to remove him?
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I think that, you know, and I'm not going to be, but, you know, I will say that it is sort of a classic, you know, tool in the playbook is that you overtax people and then kind of, you know, give back a small sum of money as a gift at opportune times. But I don't think that, you know, this will really affect the case for the recall. The recall is about, you know, the fundamental problems that our state faces and how Gavin Newsom's misgovernance of the state over this past year and really before that has deepened those problems and has really brought California's long-term decline into this total free fall. And I don't think that cutting people, you know, a $600 check is going to change that perception.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Our guest, Republican State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time again for KCBS Traffic News. We'll start off in San Rafael. Kim Vestal, big problems there this afternoon.
We've got an accident slowing the ride in San Rafael, southbound 101 at the Central San Rafael exit. We heard from our very...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.